Well, this is another edition of Pandora's Box. I'm Tom Yoder here with Joni Trussell this morning. Good morning, Joni.
Good morning, Tom.
This morning, we're kicking off a three-part series talking about meditation and meditation practice and what is meditation. And that's where we're going to start this morning. We're going to just talk a little bit about what meditation is and maybe a little bit about what meditation is not. For you, Joni, if you could describe what meditation is, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as learning how to sit with yourself. More than anything else, I think it's one of the most difficult things that is a challenge in our lives, is to be able to sit quietly, no distractions, and just be silent and present.
It does run counter to our culture of constant distraction and information overload.
Absolutely. And I think that it is the ability to be silent allows for more listening and listening to yourself, listening to others, that it actually is this process, I think, of dropping in.
Meditation, I think, for some people has a religious connotation. It's seen as being something that Buddhists do or comes out of an Eastern philosophy, maybe Hindus, things like that. But that's not necessarily true, is it? I mean, meditation, especially now in America, in the Western world, is really being used in a lot of just secular ways that people are using it in the workplace and whatnot.
There's a mindfulness movement that's happening that is not at all related to any religion or spiritual path. And it has some of the same principles, which are, you know, being able to sit and spend a certain amount of time, like sometimes it's 10 minutes, sometimes it's 20, sometimes it's 30, 45, quietly and not talk and just be silent, and that it has all these health benefits. So it's been encouraged for children in schools, in prisons, in I read a study that it was helpful for pregnant women and senior citizens, and so it's got an endless spectrum of places that it can be helpful.
You mentioned the word mindfulness. How do you distinguish between mindfulness and meditation, or is it really just kind of one and the same?
In my experience, the only difference between meditation and mindfulness is that there is more of a spiritual base to meditation than there is to mindfulness. And interestingly enough, in some studies, it has shown that if you're more dedicated to a path, in Buddhist meditation, it seems like the path is more about how we can be present with other people and have compassion for other people, that there's more motivation. But actually, in looking at the difference, I think that the motivation that comes from mindfulness is that it can really change your life. It can really help you in your life.
Well, I think the practice is pretty much the same, whether we're talking about mindfulness or meditation. You and I have both been part of a group in Mancus that's been sitting and meditating regularly together now for almost 8 years. When we talk about meditation, and we also just got done teaching a four-part series on how to begin meditation, and we're going to talk about a little bit more about that as this series goes along. But when you tell people what to do when they meditate, how do you get people started? What does it feel like? What does it look like just on the physical sense?
I think where I come from is just thinking about how it's helped me, and that's a really powerful piece in my life, is how it's changed me, how I'm much more aware of everything else. I mean, it's a level of maybe sensitivity that we isolate ourselves from. Like, the more that we distract ourselves in life, the less we're present with what's really going on. So yes, it evokes more presence and more sensitivity. So So I think that's one of the ways that I felt like I was presenting it is, here's how it's helped me.
Mm-hmm. And the act of meditation itself is so simple, it almost becomes difficult. Sometimes the way to think about it, because really all you're doing is sitting quietly. Typically, you can sit on a mat or on a chair. You can even lie down to meditate. And the practice is really just typically using the breath and paying attention to the breath, breathing in and breathing out. And I think a lot of people think about meditation and they think, oh, my mind needs to be completely clear. I need to empty my mind and have this blank mind. And that's not really the way that meditation and mindfulness is taught. The idea is that thoughts will come and you will sort of gravitate or attach onto those thoughts. And the idea is that you can sort of let those thoughts go and you don't have to attach to them. You can get back to your breath and the present moment. The other thing that I think for me is so powerful about meditation and mindfulness is that we're talking about dropping into the present moment. Your senses come alive. You hear things. You might smell things. Your skin might feel a certain way. You might feel temperature, those kinds of things. And so the act of meditation, even though it's such a simple thing to just sit and breathe and pay attention to your breath, becomes very difficult because you very quickly realize that these thoughts are coming that want to take you away from the present moment all the time. You want to worry about tomorrow's meeting, or you want to think about that argument that you had yesterday, or something comes up for you that really makes you realize how much we are bombarded by our own thoughts and we're never here in the present moment except for when we're dropping into mindfulness meditation.
Right. You know, I just had this experience the other day that I think is a reflection of my meditation practice. I was walking at Chicken Creek, and I was thinking about what's happening in the world and all the climate change and how hot it is, and I started getting really distressed. And so I went over and I touched a tree. And yes, I am a tree hugger.
A toucher and a hugger.
Yes. And I touched a tree, and I got grounded. I got grounded in this is the cycle of life and everything is okay and I don't have to get so worked up. And that's what meditation does. Meditation changes how you look at the world, and you come from a more grounded place. And a grounded place is more about recognizing that this is, we're all in this together, and we're all, even if it looks like we're so separate, that we're really trying to, we come from the same heart. And that I think that that's what meditation has given me, is this sense of we come from our hearts, and then it gets lost in, you know, in all of the layers of things that we're fed about what we should worry about. And so anxiety becomes our guiding principle instead of being grounded in we're all coming from the same heart place.
And I think for me, what's really come out of the meditation practice has been a real sense of gratitude. And I think gratitude has an interesting relationship with present moment, because typically when you're really grateful for something, you're feeling it right here and right now. You're seeing that this meal in front of you looks delicious and you're grateful for that, or something just happened, maybe someone said something or did something for you and you're very grateful for that. It grounds you, like you're talking about, in that present moment. And meditation is that practice of dropping in over and over and over again into the present moment. And the breath, because it's always there and we're always breathing, hopefully, that we can use that as the way to ground ourselves, even in difficult moments when we're not meditating per se on a mat or on a chair or somewhere, that we can just kind of feel the present moment and feel ourselves going, oh, wow, I'm really wound up and I'm really not present right now. Let me just take a few deep breaths and get back to where I am right now.
Right. And I really appreciate you bringing up gratefulness, because I think it's one of the most powerful things about this practice for me, is how I recognize all that I have.
You've been listening to Pandora's Box here on KSJD. This has been part one of our three-part series on meditation. I'm Tom Yoder here with Joni Tressel. And join us next week, next Monday morning. We're going to air part two of this series. So I hope you can join us.